10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's a Thursday morning. It is your 25th day of September. Man, live. We're cruising along. Got some beautiful weather, James Timberlake, on ahead of us all through the rest of the month.
It was hot yesterday.
It was hot yesterday.
It was like actually hot yesterday.
It was 83, which is really not high. It's warm.
It's
83.
All relative.
It is. And we were outside in some of that too, doing a little experiment.
Yeah.
And
yeah, anybody that drove by Sheridan Media offices at about 1:30.
James and I were outside testing some things.
Yeah.
83, and we were about, it was about that time too. So we were out at the warmest part of the day, James. We weren't dumpster diving either.
No.
83 yesterday, and that was also the state high. Do you realize that a year ago it was 102 though? Wow.
Yeah.
In Sheridan.
I'm trying to think. There must have been, I'm trying to think if there was a football game that happened and we must have remembered that it was close to that temperature and it would have been awful.
102.
That's
it,
bad.
It was 83 yesterday. I mean, that's like 20 degrees, man.
That's more. A swing.
That's a swing. So.
No, we barely had any hundreds this summer.
Yeah. We had one or two. Not many. That's for sure. Birthdays today, September 25th. Michael Douglas, actor, 81.
Legend.
Cheryl Teagues, model, 78. A. Martinez, actor, is 70.
A. Martinez?
A. Martinez.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay, all right.
A, like A.
Yeah.
Like the letter A. Martinez, 77.
How about that?
Yeah.
He's first in line for everything.
You get called up right away.
Yeah.
Anson Williams. Actor, Happy Days fame. A lot of people my age are going, oh, yeah, Happy Days.
A. Martinez is in the Longmire show.
Yes, he is.
How about that?
Yeah, he's been to Buffalo, I believe.
Oh,
for Longmire Days?
Yeah.
Okay. Anson Williams, 76 today. Actor Mark Hamill, Star Wars fame.
Yeah.
74.
Many other things. A better voice actor than he is an actual actor, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
He does the, most of the animated Batman movies, he plays the Joker, which a lot of people don't realize.
Oh, really?
And he's really good in that. Yeah.
Well, we learned something new today. We accomplished already.
Yeah. He's a really talented voice actor.
We haven't even got to trivia yet. Scottie Pippen, NBA player, but the Bulls, 60.
And that's weird.
Yeah, I know, right?
And Scottie Pippen collecting AARP funds.
He's on the cover of AARP.
We're getting up there.
Yeah. Will Smith is 57 today.
Not far behind him.
Nope. 1789, the first U.S. Congress adopted 12 amendments to the Constitution, sent them to the states for ratification, and the 10 of the amendments became the Bill of Rights. On this date.
Mm-hmm.
1948, Honda Motor Company was founded.
My dogs.
Oh, you're a Honda guy.
Big Honda guy.
1960, the USS Enterprise. It was the first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier.
Yep.
1968, 60 Minutes premiered on CBS TV.
That was the Enterprise was the 60s, so it
1960.
It was It fought in World War II. It was an aircraft carrier during World War II. Fought in the Battle of Midway. I know that. So they must have, and then I think it got heavily damaged, and then they brought it back. I don't know if it saw combat again after that. I can't remember. But they must have refitted it after the war.
Wow, James.
The USS Enterprise that's one of my, favorite ships of all time.
Oh, okay.
Which, not a big list for me, but that ship was very important for a lot of what we did during World War II and everything.
All right. Look at you.
That was boring. I don't know why I went on that rant.
That wasn't boring
that was
at
weird.
All. It was very informative. 1977, The Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
Yeah, TV.
The show?
Yeah, the show premiered on ABC. Everybody, Meryl Streep, Julie, the cruise director. Yeah. All good stuff, man. Love Boat.
I have to take your word for it.
Yeah, it's just remembering. Some of it is pretty funny. Today, Kiss Day. All right?
Sure, yeah.
All right, there
like
you
the
go.
The band or?
No.
Like the action?
The action.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cherry's Jubilee Day today.
Love Cherry's Jubilee.
Yeah,
Punctuation Day today.
Cool.
James, it's the 25th of September. What does that mean?
We're about 4 months to Christmas.
Three months to Christmas. Jeez, 90 days, man.
Yeah.
And we'll be going, Merry Christmas, James.
Yeah, that's weird.
Wow. Get started. Get out there and share it and do some shopping today. 90 days. Hit the 90-day mark. Come on. Might as well start. Then you don't have that big bill in December coming due in January, right?
When you make it the 90-day mark, that makes it, wow.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
Today, a lot closer than it sounds.
Today's cooking day. I don't think you cook much, do you?
How dare you? I'm just kidding. No, you're right.
Just taking a ballpark guess,
yeah,
James.
Yeah, I'm not the
okay.
The biggest cook.
What's the biggest thing you've ever cooked?
Oh, I helped my dad make pork chops one time.
Okay, all right. That's
not
good.
Solo, but I grilled pork chops.
I'm glad you didn't say you had toast or toasted cheese sandwich or something.
No.
Okay. Cooking day today, James.
I'm just not very good at it, you know?
Well,
plus, the other thing, the big thing for me is the cleanup afterwards. It's hard for me to get over
there
that.
There is that.
Yeah.
Yes. It's also Food Service Employees Day today.
Love them. They're the best.
Here's something you don't like. Lobster.
Yep, true. Yeah,
today's Lobster Day.
Not for me.
One Hit Wonder Day. Ooh, a lot of that.
Plenty of those.
Plenty of those. I love it when on Classic Hits, our station, 105.9,
mm-hmm.
does One Hit Wonder Weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, that's good. Research Administer Day. Okay.
Sure.
Why not? Dream Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Pharmacist Day. Hey, tip of the cap to my daughter.
Yeah, true.
And to
all the pharmacists
out there. Right?
Trivia. They're getting our business. That's for sure.
Trivia today. Did you know Elvis Presley was really turned off by women who had big feet?
What? Okay.
I know, right?
Sure.
Really? Okay. That's like, yeah, all right.
No, you know what? Hey.
Whatever.
We all have our,
that's right.
our things. You
that's
know?
Right. Women hit the snooze button in the morning more than men.
I never hit the snooze button.
You never hit the snooze button?
I can't do it. Because if I do it...
Good for you.
It's just... I realize that once you when you do it, it makes the second time after it goes off
worse.
Again worse.
It does.
It's just...
Yeah. Just do it.
You're more frustrated.
I agree with
up.
You. I very seldom hit the snooze bar myself.
Yeah.
Very seldom. What's the average lifespan of a Major League Baseball?
Ooh. Of a baseball?
Of a baseball.
Average lifespan, probably not very long. I would say 4 innings.
7 pitches.
Yeah, that makes sense. Foul, because once you foul it off, it's gone.
So real quick, we got 1 minute. Major League Baseball, implementation of the automatic ball strike, the ABS challenge system mm-hmm. for next season. What do you think of that?
It's great. It's,
okay.
It's exactly, they've tested it numerous times. They did it in the spring training, and it was great. They did it during the minors. It was fantastic. It's not like they're getting rid of umpires. It's just a challenge. So, like,
right.
the catcher or the batter or whoever will tap the top of their head,
yeah,
challenge that call.
Yeah, tap
it's quick,
the top of their head, yeah.
Change it from ball to a strike or whatnot. It's easy. It's
supposed to be really quick, too.
It is. It's very
Which
fast.
Is important because everybody's thinking, it's going to slow the game down.
No, they're not
so
going
much.
To a video screen or anything like
yeah.
that. It's just top of the top of the head, and then if the calls change, the umpire lets the pitcher or the batter know, and then it's done.
The league spring training test showed more than half of ball strike challenges were successful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think I saw the catchers were most successful at the challenges during spring training.
All right.
Change is nigh.
Change. Change can be good, James.
Mm-hmm.
All right. James has Swap Shop next hour. You're listening to Newstalk 930 KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock on the way.